across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Liz Barker.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
One of Cambridge 105 Radio's featured charities for May is East Anglia's Children's Hospices. Today we hear from Jess Hughes, the volunteer coordinator for their Help at Home scheme, and from Leah Beckett, who works as an intern at their office in Milton.
My name's Jess Hughes and I work at East Anglia's Children's Hospices, EACH, and I am the volunteer coordinator for the Help at Home service in Cambridgeshire. The service is already running in Suffolk and that started in 2016. We started the service here in Cambridgeshire just last year in June. And so far it's going well. We have quite a lot of family matches going. We have 14 matches live at the moment with volunteers and families. And they're doing incredibly well. But there is a need to have more volunteers because the demand from the families is ever increasing. What our volunteers do is practical tasks at home. So it's not care based, but it's things like cleaning and tidying, playing with siblings, walking siblings to and from school, if that's nearby, doing a bit of cooking, DIY. Painting is always in demand because the families are moving houses quite a lot and they need more space. Gardening and sometimes crafts and music and things like that as well. So it's a very mixed role and it's a very nice volunteer role, I think. Sometimes our volunteers do regular slots, so they could have a slot on a Tuesday, for an example, kind of 10 till 12 weekly. But then they also sometimes do one-offs if there's like a bigger painting job and we get a few volunteers together and go and visit a family's home. The way that our families become a part of the service is they either refer themselves, alternatively we contact them and say, look, we have volunteers in your area, are you interested? And sometimes they say yes, and sometimes they say, we're all right at the moment, but thank you, we might get back in contact. And quite often they do, which is great. But yes, as I said, we're always looking for more volunteers across Cambridgeshire and not just in Cambridge itself, but the service runs as far as Peterborough and down to Stansted and then also past Huntingdon as well. So it's a very big area. So we're looking for volunteers all over that area at present. A lot of the time our volunteers do volunteer within general working hours, but at the same time we do have a couple of matches that are into the evening if that is to do homework with siblings, for example. That's very popular at the moment, so that can be from about 4:30 going into the evening. But then for the one-offs, they are usually weekends because that's when people are free. So we can do a whole Saturday or a whole Sunday with a group of volunteers and a family. So you can choose. We do try and get a lot of flexibility. It can be very mixed. I mean, we do have some matches where they would just do homework. There is one operating at the moment in Cambridgeshire where there's a lady who is an ex-teacher and she does go and do just an hour's homework with a little sibling and he's doing great. His confidence is so much better and she's doing a brilliant job. She goes above and beyond and she prepares lesson kind of things for him and materials even before she goes. So it's fantastic. At the same time, we've got other people. There's another match operating near Wisbeach where we have another lady who does kind of cleaning and tidying and then goes and walks to pick up the kids and then comes back, does some homework with them and maybe does a bit of cooking and stuff as well. So if you're multi-talented, that is fantastic. If you're particularly good at one thing, that's great as well. We can use your skills. We do try very hard to look after our volunteers and that's something we're continuing to work on and we're trying to introduce things like socials as well so they get to meet each other and meet other volunteers in other parts of EACH. But we do monthly group kind of meetups, little supervisions, where people get a chance to meet up and have a chat about how they're finding their volunteering, any challenges or any particular achievements. And also I try and keep in contact with them quite regularly as well and they send me in contact forms and things like that just so I know how they're doing and I speak to the families as well and make sure that they're happy generally. So there are a couple of cases that do necessarily particularly stick with you. The homework case whereby there is a little sibling who is getting an hour's homework support now from a volunteer is a particular one because that has made a big difference to him and his confidence and knowing that he has someone every week who is entirely devoted to him is very nice. Another one we also have is a match whereby there were a couple of siblings of one of our lead children who wanted to go to a young carers meeting on a Sunday and it's about 20 minutes away from their house. But because of the complex needs of their sibling, they weren't able to go because their mum couldn't walk them because she needs to look after that child. So they haven't been able to go for about 6 months. But we were able to find a volunteer who, again, goes above and beyond, and so many of them do. And she goes a couple of Sundays a month now and gives up about 3 or 4 hours to walk them to this group. And I think that's an incredible commitment from someone who also does a lot of other things as well, like our volunteers do. We ask people if they can commit for 6 months, but of course we do understand life events can totally change that. But in theory, if they can commit for 6 months, that's great, just because of the cost of setting them up as well. You know, we want to make sure that it works out. Our matches usually operate for 12 months if it's a regular match, but we do reviews all the way through that just to check that everything's all right. And if you do the one-offs as well, that is more occasional kind of work. So there is a lot of flexibility. It can be the regulars, weeklies, fortnightlies, monthlies, what suits you really and what works with the family. It's not entirely stringent. We do understand that you have a life. If you'd like to find out more, then you can go onto our website and have a look at the volunteering opportunities, or you can contact Volunteer Services at Each, which is volunteerservices@each.org.uk, or you can contact me directly, which is jess.hughes@each.org.uk as well. We've got a lot of training sessions coming up as well, and we try and do these quite regularly, so we get volunteers coming in all the time. We run them at the Milton Hospice in Cambridgeshire and also in Ipswich for the other service, and they're going to be in June, July and September. So if we were able to see you then, if you're interested in volunteering before then, all we do is just invite you to the hospice, and then I would kind of have an informal interview with you, which wouldn't be more than an hour. We do a DBS because you're working with families. It's very important. And then if everything's successful, you're invited to the training, and if everything's fine, you can be matched. So it can be quite a quick process. If there's a family available nearby which matches your skills, it can be very quick. The quickest one we've had is over about a week. It just turned out that way. It's kind of meant to be. Sometimes it can take longer, but if we get you the right match in the end, then hopefully it's worth it.
So my name's Leah, and I am the events and fundraising intern here at Each. I'm currently on my placement year at university, where I study at Coventry and I do events management. I've been interning here since September and leave in June. The reason for me applying was that I wanted to gain as much practical experience as possible and put what I've learned from university just into real industry and just gain as much experience as possible. I've really enjoyed my time here. I've been able to gain the practical experience that I wanted and seeing an event from start to finish. I've assisted with all elements of the event planning, such as doing risk assessments, filling out the event forms, contacting suppliers, liaising with venues, and just doing all of the kind of forms that need to be in place. It's all been really good. And it's definitely something that's very beneficial, especially going on to the future. I think for my final year of university, I'll definitely be able to put what I've learned here from Each into my studies. And hopefully when I apply for my first job, once graduating, my experience here will definitely benefit me when securing that first job. So since being at Each, I was given 2 projects to work on, which was the Open Air Cinema at Peterborough and the Cambridge Abseil. So I've been working alongside Polly a lot with this, but kind of doing independent tasks as well. I've also helped with some of our summer events, such as the Huntingdon Inflatable 5K, the other Open Air Cinemas that are taking place later on in September. So I've been very getting involved with everything, and yeah, it's been really, really good. So yeah, it's a very small team, but a really good team to work in with. I think it's nice that it's small as well, because you get to like learn off everybody. And yeah, they've definitely taught me a lot. Definitely been very worthwhile. So my intern is 4 days a week, which is Monday to Thursday. And we also have another intern who does 2 days a week. It's like very flexible with the hours. And then also when I have like, if we do events at the weekend, I can then change my days. So it is really good with that. And especially if I have things on in my personal life, it's really flexible and really good.
Thank you very much to both Jess and Leah, and of course our lovely Cambridge 105 radio breakfast DJ Neil Whiteside did the abseil down the Guildhall in Cambridge to raise money for Each, which was brilliant. He raised loads of money. He was very brave, I think. He did that as soon as he got back from Eurovision from Lisbon, so off he was going down the building. So that was fantastic.
across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105.